Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. I'm Jesse Peterman. He's Haitian-born hip-hop artist and founder of the Fugees, Wyclef Jean, and he's part of the first police community relations training program of its kind.
You might take that as, yo, this guy is really coming at me. No, he's not coming at you. That's just his attitude.
In this podcast, we'll tell you about ACT for Advancing Community Trust. Also in this edition, the NYPD Police Commissioner for a Day contest. We'll hear from the winner.
Children should not have access to guns, period.
And finally in this episode, many summer celebrations are punctuated with the sights and sounds of fireworks. But only professionals should play with pyrotechnics.
A 9-inch mortar contains 65 pounds of explosive powder and has a blast radius of 1,000 feet.
Not only can fireworks be dangerous, they also are illegal. We'll tell you how to enjoy them safely in just a moment. But first, total immersion for new police officers in the communities they'll work and serve. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly introduced the program to the most recent class of recruits at the Apollo Theater in Harlem, New York.
The training they're receiving is the first of its kind. We're calling it immersion training. It's a 4-day course. It's at the end of their 6-month session. The course itself is entitled Advancing Community Trust, or ACT is the acronym. It fits in with our 3 C's, the mission of the department, that is continuing to suppress conventional crime, put in effective counterterrorism measures, and build our relationship with the community.
Culminating extensive academy instruction on diversity and community relations, the June 2007 class of recruits heard from a unique panel of prominent figures in religion, entertainment, the news media, public service, and activism. Hip-hop artist Wyclef Jean was among them.
How y'all doing? I'm Wyclef Jean. As y'all can see, I'm a rapper. Growing up in the community, I feel that a lot of times there's a lot of things that could be prevented. And I think the first thing is when you have a new team of officers that are on the come up, it's very important to talk about the communication and the language of the kids growing up today. Sometimes you have to learn more of the slang on how the kids are talking. For example, in the community, you know, the hat might be tipped like, no, what's really, no, what it is, what, you know? And automatically, you might take that as, yo, this guy is really coming at me. No, he's not coming at you. That's just his attitude on how he talks. So I think a lot of times we need to work on studying the psyche of these kids.
Many people feel the legacy of a community is in its youth. Among the programs the New York City Police Department organizes with this in mind is the annual Police Commissioner for a Day contest. This year's essay contest encouraged young people to think about the consequences of gun violence. The winners were introduced at police headquarters.
Our police mission for the day for the year 2007 is Mighty Torres.
If you were police commissioner for a day, what would you do to keep guns away from young people? Recently, we are seeing how easily and common it is for kids to have...
Part of 13-year-old Yves Marie's plan was to enlist celebrities to work with law enforcement in reaching out to the community.
I would also seek the support from the entertainment and sports community by asking well-known actors, singers, and athletes for their support. Public service announcements will be run often to make sure that we get the message out to our children. However, a public service announcement at 2 a.m. will not be very effective. Part of this will also include doing events with stars who children admire in their neighborhood, where gun violence is prevalent. The goal behind this is to collect guns with no questions asked. It is clear that we, too many children, are losing their lives as a result of gun violence in America.
After her presentation, Yves Marie visited with the police commissioner to get a taste of his day.
I went up to his office, I read my essay, and then I was interviewed and took pictures.
Yves Marie's day at One Police Plaza has inspired her to consider a career in law enforcement.
I'm thinking about joining the Explorers, and I want to become a cadet soon.
You can learn more about the Law Enforcement Explorer program in this month's video edition of Inside the NYPD, also available on iTunes and on the NYPD website. Finally, in this podcast, the 4th of July is approaching. Fireworks are illegal in many U.S. cities, including New York. Here now is Deputy Inspector James Capaldo, Commanding Officer of the NYPD Vice Enforcement Division.
Last year, a total of 3 persons were treated at hospitals in the New York City area for fireworks injuries. While that's a significant improvement, 3 is still too many, and a lot of people fail to appreciate how dangerous fireworks are. In New York City, the only people who are permitted to handle fireworks are licensed pyrotechnic display artists. Those are the people who handle the barges that do the displays for Macy's parade and for the 4th of July. There are no private use of fireworks permitted inside the city of New York. It is also against the law to store them or sell them. Few people realize the destructive power of display fireworks. For example, a 9-inch mortar contains 65 pounds of explosive powder and has a blast radius of 1,000 feet. I don't think that that's something should be played with, nor do I think that you want your neighbor storing it in his garage. The New York City Police Department has a number of mechanisms that you can use to report illegal sale or use of fireworks, including the 311 system. In fact, if you have information about the illegal sale, storage, or use of fireworks, you can anonymously report it to 311 and get a code number and receive a reward for up to $1,000 for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of persons who are possessing or distributing fireworks in the city of New York. We wish you all a healthy and happy 4th of July. Thank you.
Inspector James Capaldo on fireworks safety. And now a word on joining New York's finest. The NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web at www.nypdrecruit.com. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman.